loaded Houston, we loaded horses. We loaded 750 pregnant mares and 52 Mexican burros. That was now they had come from Wyoming and come down to Houston, and this was February. It was kind of warm in the Gulf and in Texas, cold as hell up where they came from.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, once we got started, they caught pneumonia and it would spread. Mm-hmm. And 127 of the mares, the horses, they died.
Wow.
And we had to hit them up. We had the booms rigged at sea.
Yeah.
I guess now the environmentalists say, oh, you got to keep the dead horses, so you can't put them in our clean ocean.
Yeah.
But we pumped them. The mules, nothing happened to them. They were tough, I'm telling you. They were small world.
Yeah.
Boy, they were tough. They were in stalls on the deck. And I was ordinary seaman. I was sweeping the deck. I get behind the stall and I'm sweeping, and I bang with the broom. Bang! Kick! Kick back! Come on! Kick back! But they were so. These were to replenish Europe that, you know, the. I guess they were eating them over there by that time.
Yeah.
So anyway, we took what we had left. We were supposed to go to Yugoslavia, and we went in there, and we couldn't find the place we were supposed to, port we were headed for. Couldn't find it, and ended up going up to Trieste, Italy. But it was Italian, Italy, and this was in 1946. The war was over about 8 months. It was, you know, still a lot unsettled.
Mm-hmm.
And Yugoslavia was fighting. They wanted Trieste, and Italy wanted. But anyway, we were there. And they discharged the horses, and some of them got away. They were putting them in a bombed-out warehouse, no roof, it was just the walls of a warehouse. But they were putting them in there, and some of them got away, ran up in the streets, and they had to go catch them. Because they had been standing. If they laid down, they died.
Mm.
They had been standing for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And, they had to stretch their legs. They were wild. But